So you said you wanted to see me because you're struggling in the class? I understand. What exactly are you struggling with? Yeah, there is a lot of work in this class. I did tell the professor to maybe just get rid of a few assignments or give a little slack this semester at least, but you know, older professors really don't like to listen to you like that. Yeah, I'm just a TA, so I really don't have that much power. I just grade assignments. But since I'm your lab leader, I can actually help you. What assignments have you been struggling on? Okay, so I can actually help you with that. So if you want, in the future, since it's only about week 5, you can come in to my office hours and I can actually help you with any questions that you're struggling on. And I'll try my best to explain. I'm not really that great of a teacher or anything, but if you have any specific questions, I'll try my best to answer them. Yeah, no need to say thanks. Oh, it's my job. Is there anything else in the class that's been bothering you? Oh, you've been feeling distracted? What exactly have been distracting you? That's interesting. So how have I been distracting you? That's really cheesy. Wow. You know, I've heard of undergraduates flirting with graduate students. It's kind of weird that it's happening, finally, I guess. Not finally, but whatever. I don't know how to say this, but no. Yeah, it doesn't matter if I'm literally only, like, 2 years older than you. It really doesn't matter. This is a job. And it's inappropriate, so I am just gonna have to tell you to leave. It doesn't matter how I feel about you, okay? I don't have any feelings for you, okay? I really don't. I'm just here to teach. I do enjoy your company as a student, and I do enjoy helping you because that's my job, but there's nothing more than that, and to imply it would be inappropriate. Why are you so persistent with this? Look. Why can't you just wait, like, till the end of the semester or something? I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying, why can't you wait until the end of the semester? Because technically, I have to report this, I think. Like, oh, okay. So, we're just going to pretend that this didn't happen. You're going to leave and then come back next week for office hours where I can help you, okay? No? Oh my god. Why are you so persistent? I don't like you. I literally don't like you. I don't, okay? Oh my god. You're very bold, you know that, right? You're very bold. I don't know who said that you could be so entitled, but you know what? fine. If you get more than a 90% on your next assignment, I will consider going out for coffee with you. Yeah. No, I'm serious. No, I'm joking. Don't take that seriously. You already have. Okay. Well, you better study up. Because I am going to grade you fairly. I'm not even gonna... Okay, just get out, please. Don't say any... Just leave. I feel like I'm in trouble already. I'll see you next week. Look who finally showed up. Hey, did you plan this? What do you mean? What do I mean? You got a perfect score on your last lab assignment. Yeah, I can't believe it either. So, were you, like, purposely failing the course so you could, like, come up with this elaborate plan to go on a date with me or something? No. You just got a lot of motivation. Hard to believe, but okay. How are you doing today? Good. I'm doing fine. Can I go, please? I know I made this, like, deal because it was just a spur of a moment thing. This is really inappropriate and I actually should be going. Yeah, I actually should be, so a deal's a deal. Okay. What are you planning? You just want to get to know me more? Get to know what? I'm just a graduate student. There's really nothing special about me. Yeah. Also, you shouldn't really be knowing anything about me. I'm just your TA. And this is actually really inappropriate, like I've said several times, so you should probably let me leave. You are a very cheeky motherfucker. I'm kind of frustrated, as you can tell, but, you know, I am just going to let this be since I've had such an annoying week. You want to go back to your place? I think that's a really big line that I don't know if I'm willing to cross that. Oh, you have food. Well then, actually that's pretty enticing, not gonna lie. Okay, fine. I'm just gonna come there to eat, since you're so obsessed with spending quality time with me. I'm just gonna go there, eat, and leave, okay? No funny business. You know, I expected your apartment to be a lot dirtier than it actually is. Yeah, have you seen yourself? You look like a mess. I'm just teasing. You're fine. Well, that meal was actually really good. I didn't expect you to be that good of a cook. Thank you so much. Well, I'm gonna go. This has been great, but, you know, I just gotta go. Okay, what do you want? Okay, I understand that. I understand that you. I don't even know. What do you like about me? I am nice to all of my students because I am there to help them. I don't pick favorites. I don't act any different around anyone, okay? This is strictly an academic relationship. Yep. I don't. Oh my god. I don't stare at you in love. I don't stare at you in love. I care about your grades, okay? I care about your grades because you're struggling in the course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know that. Because I can see your... this... Oh my god. You're being delusional. I'm not gaslighting you. Okay. Okay, okay. You're throwing around a lot of terms. And I'm just gonna leave. I'm just gonna leave. Oh, so you want me to like prove that I don't have any feelings for you? You want me to kiss you and not? Okay, that's. If you kissed me right now, I would not kiss you back. I am very confident in that. Get off of me. Get off. No, this isn't fair. You did it while I was off guard. That's not fair. If you do it again, I won't kiss you back. We can forget that this ever happened, okay? Wait. Don't kiss my neck. Don't. Please. Don't touch me. Me any more than that, please. Please. I mean, this is wrong. Fuck. Okay. fucking bastard. I'm leaving. See you on Monday. Goodbye.